Europe. Ukraine's drones. Robo Commander. Vadim Suharevsky, the world's first head of unmanned forces.
Vadim Suharevsky is used to a seat in history's front row. In April 2014, his machine guns were the first to fire in the initial phase of Ukraine's war against Russia. Ukraine's forces were under a strict no-fire order, even as Russian proxy fighters ran amok in the town of Slovyansk. But the then lieutenant had little hesitation. "See it, shoot it," he told his soldiers. His fast thinking is credited with saving a dozen lives. The phrase is embroidered on the gaming chair at his new command desk. As the head of Ukraine's unmanned systems forces, the first position of its kind in the world, Colonel Suharevsky is shaping history once more. The 39-year-old is a technological whiz whose focus on electronic warfare and drones as a battalion and then brigade commander caught the attention of those at the very top. But now he must deliver across the board in the fastest developing arena of war, against a much better resourced enemy backed by Iran, North Korea, and probably China, and with a low budget. His office in Kyiv hums with the buzz of a startup. The air smells of fresh paint and shisha tobacco. Drone boxes and computers lie on the floor. A collection of daggers and warhammer models complete the image of a modern-day Cossack hetman. Colonel Suharevsky became obsessed by unmanned systems in 2014 when he realized he needed eyes in the sky to guide artillery. His actual drone war started in 2016. "Soon I wasn't firing a single mortar without the sights of a reconnaissance drone. By 2017, we were using UAVs to drop grenades. The Russians copied his tactics, a pattern that persists today. Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022 marked a step change in drone warfare. Initially, Ukraine got ahead, developing cheap, small drones to counter Russia's overwhelming artillery and missile advantage. Now, enemy drones outnumber Ukrainian ones 6-1. Russia's advantage in mass production means it can adapt and scale up much faster. But superior tactics and innovation keep Ukraine competitive. The pace of change is frenetic, with some software updated every few hours. Quantitatively, Russia is ahead, but qualitatively, we are keeping them at parity. Western military leaders he has spoken to since his appointment on June 10th are impressed by the scope of his new role. It's the most decisive change in military organisation since the creation of air forces in the beginning of the 20th century, he says. Yet not every Ukrainian commander is enthusiastic about the new vision, and much of the job will be about bringing together disparate cultures inside the army, some of them Soviet legacies. The colonel says drones will not overturn the fundamental principles of warfare. Military operations still depend on combined arms, and other kinds of troops will continue to be just as important. Drones will serve as a complement, offering better reconnaissance and more precise strike capability at a reduced risk to soldiers. The commander dismisses headlines promising killer drone swarms independent of human control. Yes, Ukraine employs AI, for example, if the link between drone and pilot is lost, but the use is specialised and limited. "As a commander, I will never relinquish the bulk of decision-making to artificial intelligence." Colonel Suharevsky says Ukraine's problems are far more immediate than his theoretical discussion. Russia has aligned itself with other tyrannies, and its drone program is benefiting from the tie-up. Ukraine is an outpost between the civilized and authoritarian world, but is not sure what it can expect from its backers. Funding for drone innovation is insufficient. He jokes that he has two predictions for the direction of drone warfare. One bad, and the other fairly bad. "We are the ones already in the trenches. You can't scare us. But the rest of the world? They might be in for a rude awakening."